Okay. So we are starting Hilchos Trefos today at Siman Mem Vav, Seif Bet. Okay. So we're learning about the intestines, right? So let's see. Yatsu Hadakin Lachutz. Now, this doesn't usually happen, but let's say some of the intestines come out of the side of the animal, or the bird, whatever, it just comes out of the side of the wall. V'huchsuru me'alein. And then it pops back in on its own and it heals. So kshira, that's fine. There was no nekev, it's fine. Okay. Now the shock.
No nekev in the
daking. Right. Obviously it came. Yeah, the skin, there's no trefa by a hole in the skin. So that's not a problem. So the Shach just points out, well, let me just read it first. V'im hechziron, so now let's say they pop out, and now you want to push them back in. Im nithavchu afo pishelo nikvu trefa. Even if there's no hole, but now it gets inverted. I don't know, the configuration is not in the same position. Maybe you flip it up and down. Okay, different explanations, but basically, it doesn't get put back in the same way that it was originally. So afa pishalonik, even though there is no hole, it's a trefa. Because once the positions of the intestines flip, let's say from up to down, dorsal, ventral, then it's not going to live. It's not the way it functions, and it's not going to work. V'hu hadin im lo yatzu v'nimtzu mehufachin trefa. Also, if when you open up the animal after you shecht it, and you see, wow, the intestines, this is very unusual. You've never seen this before. They're inverted, they're different. So then that also has a din of a trefa. The Shach just points out, if it pops out and you push it back in, but you don't pay attention that it goes back in carefully the same way it was before, then it's a trefa too. Maybe a suffix trefa. This is outside the body.
Outside the body.
Yeah, and a hernia is something else. It may or may not be related, but it's something else. Haga, v'chein im nimtzu me'ayin. Bein ora labasar. Now let's say it's you find it when you open it up, the me'ayim are not exactly in the same place. They're a little bit coming out, let's say through the muscle where it's not normal, right? And so again, it could or could not be related to a hernia, but now it's between the skin and the muscle. V'nimtza tafur sham, but when you look at it, you see that it got stitched up. Somebody stitched it. Yesh lachush yatzu v'nevchu. You have to worry that maybe they did come out and they got inverted or the position is different. And so therefore you have to be worried and call it a trefa.
Tafur means the other tafur is healed, it's got tissues around it.
So I believe it means bidei adam. But okay, something to double check. Aval, im lo nimtza sham tfira, but there's no signs of stitching, okay? Lo nikar sham shenikra. Okay, maybe it's scar, I'm not sure. Okay, then, but if you don't see anything that it was ripped, v'loya nikar sham shum reuta, or you don't have any, nothing looks strange about it, it's a kshera, then it's a kshera, not a problem. The read's a little bit difficult, a tiny bit. The Shach points that out. So he says, it's a kshera if it's a normal chicken and it looks normal and the skin is normal and you have nothing to worry about. Once it looks suspicious, then that is the reusa, that's the problem. And it's no longer a kshera till you double check and just make sure that everything looks, everything is okay. And you have to take a better look, closer look. Okay, fine. Let's go on. Gimel. Hadura dekanta. So this, here, I'll just read the Perush hame'ayim adakim shesovivim saviv l'shuman shelehem hanikra interilu, something like that. Okay, so basically there's a couple different perushim on what hadura dekanta means. What?
Entrails.
Entrailia, something like that. Okay. So everyone agrees. I mean, if you look at the picture they sent out, everyone knows what it's referring to. The the exact wording. So that's Adura is the coil. Dekanta either means that it means fat. That's how Rashi translates it. At least that's how he translates it. He says that it's referring to. Another perush in the Rishonim is that it has the milashon of kivun, dekanta, the kivun, that it's wound up and placed in a coil position. In other words, that it was put in that position. That's dekanta. In other words, bechavana. That's where it comes from, the coil. Basically, this is after the small intestines, then it has a couple, it's a little different than the human anatomy. And there's this portion, I believe it would be considered part of the large intestines. Technically or not, I'm not sure, but for our purposes, consider it part of the large intestines. And it's wound up and coiled. Basically, like a coil. It's all tight together. So we're going to learn, basically, if there's a hole in this part of the intestines, just like all the intestines in general, we're going to see another exception. But basically speaking, a hole anywhere in the intestines makes it a trepha. But this coil, it's tightly packed together in a coil, doesn't move around, and it's also full of fat. It has fat all around. I'm not sure what amount, but it's all over the place, a little bit of fat, and it's all tightly packed together, both the fat and the shuman, we're going to see, right? It's kosher. And it's tight to the shuman and tight to the coil, to the intestines next to it, right? It's a coil. So it on both the intestine itself, let's say on two sides, will be attached to the another piece of the intestine around it. But let's say just to use sideways, it'll be attached. And up and down, it won't be attached necessarily. Anyways, whatever the situation is. So let's just read.
So like the whole thing is like one aether?
It's like one ball, a mass. Oh, well, it's like one mass. I'm not sure exactly how it looks. In other words, is it close to a sphere, or is it like very, very flat plane? That I'm not sure. Okay, and obviously in all the pictures, it looks like a flat plane. Shenikev echa lechavero kshera. If you have shechaveru magin alav, so if the hole is in a place where it's covered up because it's tightly pressed against the intestine next to it, so then it's not a problem because it seals it up. Vein sarich lomar in mikav lakanta, and I don't have to say certainly kol shekein if the hole is where the shuman attaches to it. Shehakanta chelif taharhu. Because the kanta, by definition, is the chelev tahor, the shuman, and it sotem, and it sews, and it seals it up. All right, so I think we explained that. Okay, so this is this unique property over here. This usually does not apply to anywhere else. Right? Okay, we learned often by shuman that it's stuck to, it works to seal a hole. But we don't have that by the lungs, and we don't have it in, it depends where it exists, fine. And as far as one organ attached to another organ, I'm trying to think, this might be one of the only places we see it. We saw that on the inside of the lung by the smaller bronchioles or bronchi inside the lung being next to the flesh of the lung itself. But usually we don't see this. Okay, we don't have this by the rest of the small intestines. Okay, it's just by this area called Hadura Dekanta. So let's go to Seif Dalet. Macha chenimsa bedakin trefa chayshinan shamanikav. If we find a needle anywhere, right? I mean, basically, for all intents and purposes, it means anything, any kind of a needle, and it doesn't matter what side, what position. We basically learned it's a, especially by the intestines, it's certainly a trefa. Again, does it have a din of a vada or a suffix? I'm not sure, but it certainly has a din of a trefa. And because even if we don't see a hole, we're choshesh that there is a hole, will be a hole. Well, there was a hole and it got sealed up and we don't see it.
All right. Inside the intestines.
Anywhere in the intestines. And especially with the pressure of the food flowing through, even more so.
And we found the outside the intestines.
So we had that also, it's a problem. In the halal, in the abdominal cavity, we also learned about it. It's also has a din of a trefa.
If it's found in the other compound, you said that that's okay.
If there's a needle anywhere in the intestines,
including the
Hadura Dakanta, I believe, very much so, that there can be, very much so, you can have a hole, it could have created a hole anywhere in the intestines, including anywhere in the Hadura Dakanta, and you don't know if that hole is being nistam from the shuman that's attached to it or not. Good? Okay. Hey. Chalcholet. Chalcholet is it describes it itself. Let's read. It's the rectum, also known as the karkashta, which we had before. It's all the same thing. V'hu me'e ha'achron shuhu shava b'lo'ikum. It's basically the very end of the intestines, the very, very end, right before it goes out the anus, and it's more or less, it's not coiled up. Below ikum, right? The harei yotze mimenu, and that's where the waste comes out of. Right afterwards, out the hole. Im nikev b'mashehu trefa. So if the rectum has a hole, that also makes it a trefa. Kamo shar meim, just like the rest of the intestines. But keep reading. Bamed varim amurim. When is this so? Shenikev l'chal al abetin. If the hole goes through the wall of the rectum and it comes out into the chalal habetin, to the abdominal cavity, because then we're afraid any of the material, the waste, can leak out and that can kill the animal. So therefore, that has a din of a trefa. Aval im nike b'makom shehu davuk bein harichayim kasher. It helps a little bit to see the pictures, but basically, there is a portion of the rectum that's tightly packed in and surrounded by the bones and muscle, by the top of the thighs, around the tailbone area. So all in that area, there's not really anywhere for it to go. So the assumption is, even if there would be a hole in the portion where it's very tightly packed in, then even if, we're going to see, even part of it's missing, but even if there's a hole, nothing would leak into the cavity and it would just continue to flow out the anus and the muscle and the bone and area that would seal off and function as the take place or seal up or take place for that wall. Okay, so let's keep going. V'afilim nita kol makom adavuk ben yerechaim kasher. Even if you actually have a piece, a chunk of that missing, of the rectum just cut out, missing, it would still be kasha. Vushi yisher minu kamale arba etzvaot b'shor hagadol u'bedaka lefi shuar hagadol lefi godlo v'akatan lefi kotano. But at the very end, right by the hole, by the anus, you still have to have a solid area of the rectum there for etzvaot. And that's for a cow. If you go to a behema daka, it would be a smaller amount based on the size. Vim beotam arba etzbaot nikav, in that if there's a hole in that area, yesh osrim b'mashehu, one makes it a mashe, just one makes it a trefa, sorry, one tiny hole will make it a trefa. V'yesh machshirim ad shenito bo shenito rov rochlo, but the first yesh is that in that last, the end four etzbaot, if there's a tiny little hole, it's a trefa, but the yesh basra, the second one, usually that's the halacha according to the Shulchan Aruch, is it's for that last four etzpaot, as long as the majority of the circumference is intact, like you're missing a piece on the top or a piece on the bottom, then it would still be kasha. Okay. So that's generally would be the psak according to the Shulchan Aruch. The Shach says lechatchila you should be machmer like the first opinion, unless it's hefsed meruba. And I'll just quote that some poskim. He just also quotes some poskim. But he writes, it's a whole machloket in the Rishonim. Is it one etzpa, two etzpaot, or four etzpaot? So the Shulchan Aruch paskins lekula like the four. Okay. What? Well, that everybody holds. It's but. Okay. Fine. Are you saying that's actually a? It's actually a chumrah. You're saying. Okay, I think you're right. I think the more it is, the more, it's more of a chumrah maybe. Anyway, in the Shach he quotes an opinion that says by a daka it's two etzpaot, by a shor it's four, and for little kids or a lamb it would be just one etzpa. But okay, let's go on to Vav. I'm sure it's not going to come up too often in our houses. Let's go to Vav. Im sircha yotze me'adakin. Okay, this is that same thing we learned several times. We learned sirchas can make it a trefa because it means there was or will be a hole, right? Does it apply to all organs or just one? So we learned several times it only applies to the lungs. So here again we see it. If there's a sircha on any of the dakin, right? You get some adhesion, some... It's not the same as our skin on the outside, right? But some kind of adhesion or membrane material, kind of like a thin skin tag, but on the inside. Well, not a skin tag, really, but... Okay, anyways, it goes me'echad mishar yevarim, or from any one of the organs. And it travels, goes anywhere. Shenikivutan b'mashu, even though if in that organ, which is most of them, if there's a nekev, tiny little hole, and even if it gets healed, it's 100% trefa. When it comes to a sircha, v'nisrcha ledofan, ola makom acher, kasher. It can go anywhere else, and it still is kasher. D'lo ashkechan bua v'sircha ela bereya. When we learned that a bua could make it a trefa, and when we learned that a sircha could make it a trefa, that's only under the conditions that we already learned, but only by the lungs. Any other place in the body, you don't check for sirchas, and if you find them, who cares? It's 100% kosher. It's glat kosher, chalak kosher, if you have sirchas anywhere else. Right? There's no inyan to be machmer. Haga, umikol makom, yesh adaktek shelifamim imtzu bot harbe, v'aydei nistemu ha'ma'im, v'asu trefa. So the Ramah says, of course, we all agree. However, it depends. Sometimes you have lots of these little bubbles along the docking, and they themselves is not necessarily the problem, but sometimes they're pressed up against each other or around the organ, and there's actually a hole over there. So what do? V'yesh livdok ayde kash o notza im nistemu. All right, so here we do a bedika, even though we often don't. Because it's more of a chumrah than a not. But basically, anytime you have these bubbles, if there's a lot of them along the dakin, then you take a feather or a straw or something, basically, or you put water there. You basically have to blow on it and check to make sure there's no hole. Because usually there's not, but sometimes there is. And it's because of the outside of the bubble is folded over or pressing over against these holes. And
the kasha knows that it's on in the picha?
I believe that's correct. Yes, yeah. I don't see how else it would work.
I think it's saying that there's a lot of bubbles on the outside where Koshesh, it blocked the passage of the tube on the inside. The kasha just seeing whether...
If the air can go through?
Inside.
I don't think so. You put them inside the bubble?
No. Just inside the tube of the B'nai Man. So
yeah, right.
Maybe it stops the B'nai Man from working all together. Through the inside.
Oh, okay. You're saying, the bua, why didn't...
The bua's
on the outside, and it sealed the inside so nothing travels through it.
That's what I'm reading.
Okay. Okay, I'll take it. Okay. All right, something to look into. Very good. Good read. And but there is the minhag also to check it by slitting it open and just checking to make sure. It's not necessarily a problem if there's any if there's any liquid or pus on the inside of the bua, but you want to just make sure to check that if you look through the bua, that the skin underneath it looks normal. Okay, anyways. Let's do Mem Zayin. We'll start Mem Zayin here. Wait a second. Din in minsu b'nei ma'ayin meterim. So what happens if you have two intestines? Aleph. Behema shenimtze ba'shtei me'ayin. Trefa. So an animal that has two separate intestines going all the way through from beginning to end is a trefa. Now I'm just going to give one little caveat. We're going to read this the best way we can, but the case really stems from the Gemara, and the Rishonim and the Achronim argue on how to understand what the Metzias is, what we're talking about. And you can see the Shach and Taz argues, and the Prima Gadim has its Sarachion, and how does the Shach make any sense? So we'll do the best we can without overdoing it. Okay, Bet. Aleph. You have an extra intestine. The intestine starts basically after the stomachs, after the keva, up until, to the end. So if you have two intestines going the whole way, from beginning to end, you see it has two separate me'ayim all the way through. Like sometimes you'll see with a bird and it's kosher. So it's a machloket. Does the bird actually have? Do some birds actually have two intestines, or the whole way through, or is this referring to just as an expression but not literal? Because with a bird, it's interesting. First, the bird has an extra two parts before it enters the intestines. There's no real stomach per se, as far as I understand. And before it enters the small intestines, first you have a zefek. And then you have the kurkuban. I believe it's the crop, and then the gizzard. So first it goes into the, and it's all like they're very separate tubes. It's not like one long tube that just continues passes through. It's it almost like it goes into one, and then the next one comes out of the other one, and then it goes into the next one. And then from the gizzard, then that's where it leads to the small intestines. Anyway, so you have these, it's almost like you have two separate sections. Between the zevek and the korkoban might be considered one, and then the small intestines is considered another one. Anyways, that's...
I was reading this, though, that the two of them, they're parallel.
No, I know. That's the simpler reading. But you'll see, if you look into it, or if you keep reading Aleph through Bet, you'll see it's a little confusing to quite figure it out. And if you think you figured it out, read it again, and then you might get confused the second time. And it might keep flipping. But anyways. Oshahaya me yotze ke anaf min habad viharehu muvdal bein be'of bein be'behema. And so now there's no difference. It doesn't matter if it's an oaf or a behema. So this is where it starts out as one intestine. Also, it depends if it starts out as two intestines, like two completely separate intestines coming off of the stomach, off of the keva. Or does it start out as a single branch, one intestine, and then it splits into branches? So then we're saying it makes no difference. Bein ba'of behema. Aval im chazar, but then...
What's the bad?
A bad, it's like a branch. One... one stalk, the initial one. The initial one. Okay. Aval im chazar v'nitarev... Im hame'ev v'nase echad mishnei roshav v'harei shnei mevdalim be'emtza harei zo muteret v'ein kan yeter. Okay, so this is pretty much the simple case. And I don't know how often this really comes up, and we don't look for it anyway, and it's all curled up in a big ball. But basically, you have one intestine, but somewhere in the middle, it splits and then rejoins. So it just splits apart a little bit in the middle. That's not a problem. That's mutter, it's kshera, and it's not called an extra one. V'yishomrim shekeh. Kishiyotse mehadakin me'e katan ke'anaf hayotse minabad. So then say what some explain that when it comes when it splits off from the intestines, im berosha keva makom shadakin yotse misham Yesh shalim kerochav etzba kodem shiyat chilze hame'el yipared. So this yesh omrim, so that's a second opinion, and it's saying basically, in order for it to be kosher, it has to start out together, and it needs to be together for a full etzba. We'll call that 2 centimeters. V'gam lamata, and then at the end, la'acha shein chabarim sharadakim yesh rochav etzba shalim kshera. So both ends, even though it splits up in the middle, like we said, is okay, but according to the yesh omrim, it must be together for at least, we'll call it an etzba, 2 centimeters at the beginning and at the end, and the whole middle could be separate. V'im lav she'en ke'etzba shalim lamala ulamata, but if it's the first opinion, that says it seems it could just be touching a tiny bit. Mashahu. Here it needs to be the shomim at least an etzba. V'chen ikar, and he says this is the halacha of the yesh. The halacha hagas is paskins like this opinion, the second opinion. But the shach argues and says everyone disagrees, and really the halacha should be like the first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch. And then when you read bet, let's read bet before we finish. B'meh dvarim amurim, what do we just say over here? Behema. When we said about that trefa, that's by a behema. Aval be'of, kayotze bazeh, but when it comes to a chicken, in any case, it's kasher. V'afilu kama anafim yotze mimenu kasher. Even if you have many branches, right here the Rama agrees, even if you have many branches coming out of it, it's a kasher. Now, the Taz basically learns for birds, any scenario, well, the Taz actually explains, you can look into it yourself if you agree, but he says bet, siman bet, is only the continuation of the yesh omrim of Aleph, which is extremely unusual. The Shach doesn't feel that way, as far as I understand. And he just points to them. The Taz basically says, any situation of a bird, if you have 2 separate intestines from start to finish, or it starts at one, and then it splits off into many, to branches, that's a kshera. The shach disagrees, and basically it's similar to the behemoth. But okay, we'll leave it.